Hello everyone and welcome to Horrible Photographer's Guide. My name is Austin, also known as Lance Sente on the internet. And it's been a while. It's been a while since I've been on the internet or had a podcast out, and this is my comeback podcast. So, お久しぶりなので、これは何?また、なんで2ヶ月はいないのポッドキャストです。な、理由のポッドキャストです。So, I'll start off with just giving a little background about what got me to this position, and then I'll introduce the project that kept me away, and then maybe talk a little bit about some other stuff after. So, 最初は、何?なんで2ヶ月ないなかった?そして次は、どんな活動しました?最後にはいろいろの、紹介 します。So, as some of you know, I'm, an ALT, an assistant language teacher. And on the side to keep myself to give myself something to do, stay creative, I take photos and videos on the side. So, 私は ALT なのでですけど、何サイドの暇の時に、なんか、まあ、ALT は教科書あるので、教科書しか使いません。その、材料を作るけど、全部は、教科書の材料。ので、暇の時に、自分のものを作りたい。だから、何?写真とビデオを、ビデオの撮影をします。So, because I, So, I've had cameras for a long time, and I've kind of developed my style, I guess. I wouldn't call it a style, but I've figured out what I like in photos, and I'm still figuring out the kind of video style I like, but I like to make videos, and I like to make videos and the pictures. So that has always been a side, it's not a job, a hobby of mine, something I've done for years. I've been on YouTube since 2006. Most of my earlier videos are gone and deleted because all of them have copyright strikes on them because I used music that wasn't useful, and they're just horrible quality. I used an old JVC camcorder, and I wasn't happy with it, and so I've deleted all them. So まあ私はずっと何?ずっとビデオと写真撮影の趣味ありました。2006年から YouTube ない。初めて。YouTube は2006年始まった。私は2006年からずっとに YouTube のビデオを作ったことあります。けど、その最初のビデオはもう何消してました。すごいひどいのクオリティ。だからもうない。So I've kind of developed the style. I kind of have the equipment to be able to do stuff like this. So my friends have a private English school in Sendai. So, and they've been doing their stuff for 10 years. And they've had thousands of students already throughout the 10 years, of course. And so for their 10-year anniversary, they wanted to make a special textbook for their students. But they wanted to make it a multimedia experience. So they wanted to make, the textbook, and they wanted to make bags and have videos set and everything else. So that kind of, the video part kind of fell to me. 私のお友達は仙台で、泉区で、 のあの英語の教室やってる、やってます。あのもう10年間ずっと やってる ので、あの10周年のために、あ、生徒たちを特別の教科書を作ってみました。でも教科書だけではなく、あの何 T シャツも何カバンも、あの何ビデオもあの作りました。そのビデオは私の仕事になりました。 So what they did is my wife took the stuff over to the school and they made their video. So I wasn't there for the recording of the video. So they recorded the videos and then gave me the videos and had me edit them. So that's one of the things that took me so long, because I had 7 videos and I still have a couple more to do. 7 videos to edit, and that editing included creating logos, adding visual effects, and color grading and audio work, all that. So it took a long time to do that. That alone took about a month. 私の友達はあのビデオ作りのためにあの私のカメラとマイクロフォンをあげました。そしてそのあの英語の教室、英会話教室で、その人たちはやりました。自分でやりました。そして私は全部くれた。そこで私の仕事始まった。あのビデオの何色を変わるとか、あの温度を何変わる、何直しますとか、全部直しました。そして何 G マークを入れたとか、何 A も入れた。全部は1ヶ月ぐらいかかりました。今でもあの新しいビデオを切ってるので、まだまだ仕事はあります。And then on top of that, here in Japan, in late February, March, and April, depending on where you are, is the sakura season, and that's the big celebration season. So there's, you know, Shichigo-san, the 357 Girls' Day celebration. There's the Children's Day. There's the hanami, and people want to take photos underneath the sakura trees. And so I got tapped to do 2 families' photos. But they wanted me to do it too early and in a place with not a lot of sakura trees, so I had to digitally put in extra sakura trees, which is fine, but it takes a long time. So, ビデオの後は、もう何、日本ではもちろん、桜のシーズン、景色、の時があります。2月、3月ぐらい、まあ、このね、東北では3月ぐらい ?3 月?あ、そう、3月では2つの家族のために、あの、家族の写真撮りました。でも、3月には、その、公園に行きました。その公園で、まだ全部は咲いてないので、私はパソコンで、あの、桜の木入れてました。それは大変でした。それはもう何、1ヶ月かかりました。ので、あの、全部合わせて2ヶ月かかりました。So, the pictures and the, what is that? The pictures and the videos all together took 2 months. And that was pretty intense bit of, editing. I worked, you know, what, 7-8 hours a day. And then I would go home, take care of my kid, put her to sleep, and then work another 2-3 hours, 4 hours sometimes, after work to get all the editing done. So I was working, what, 11, 12-hour days, which, I mean, isn't too bad. I know people who, you know, work 18-hour days and sleep in their desks, so it's not that bad. But for me, that's you know, the longest I've ever taken with editing. So, 毎日は何ビデオと写真の直すの時はもう普通の仕事は7、8時間ぐらい。そしてその後はまあ子供を何食べさせてお風呂入って寝させての後はもう3、4時間も働きましたので、それは合わせて11時、12時間ぐらいになりました。それはまあそんなにひどくない、まああちこちの何18時間働いてるの人、何机の下寝てるの人いるので、まあそんなにひどくないけど、私は今まで、それは一番長い、ストレスフルの時間ありました。So, it was a little bit of a stressful time, and all that editing took me away from social media and internet. その、ナウスの時間は、何、ソーシャルメディアとか何、YouTube、Twitter、Instagram で、何も入れ、アップしました。使えなかった。So it's been an interesting little time, to do that. But I really enjoyed it, and it's something that I'm looking forward to seeing the end results. I'm not really happy with the videos personally. So 私は何ビデオは楽しみなんですけど、私は自分のカメラを持ってなかったので、自分のクオリティとそのクオリティ比べて何ちょっと低いので、ちょっと何幸せな、嬉しい、なんか満足はできない、自分で満足はできない。 So I really would like to redo all the videos and bring in proper lighting and get the proper microphones, but it's, you know, it's out of my hands, and they're happy with the product, so that's all that counts. その英会話教室の人たちはそのビデオを何大丈夫ので、それは大丈夫、満足ので、まあいいけど、自分の何ビデオだったらもう全部消します、もう一回やります。まあそれは自分、その人ではない。 So it's been a really interesting time, and I've learned a lot from this experience. I've learned a lot about editing. I've learned a lot about getting stuff done on time. And I really hope that in the future I can use these skills to create more opportunities for myself and to network some more. But I tell you what, the week after I finished everything, it was just, I didn't want to do anything. It's just time off. So,That was an interesting time. So I guess, what are some things that I learned from this that maybe if you're doing your own video editing and you want to get your first clients and you're doing it for your own video, your own photography on the side, what can you do to get your own clients? And maybe my journey to getting these first really big editing jobs can help you get your first editing jobs. And maybe, I don't know, you can be more successful than me, or maybe you have a team behind you. So the first thing that I would say if you are looking to get your first clients is work with your friends, work with people all around you. I've heard it many times that when you're first starting, say yes to everything that comes your way. And that's how I got this opportunity. The people who wanted the videos, they asked my wife if they could borrow the video equipment, and we said yes. And then they asked me to edit, and I said yes. So everything was yes, yes. And I'm hoping that, and that's how I came across this opportunity. I used the people I know, and I said yes to the opportunity. And I guess when you're beginning, I've heard this so many times just by people, Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, all the Chase Jarvis, all the big entrepreneurs that I listen to. If you want to get stuff done, if you want to get started, at first, say yes to everything. And then once you have the ability, then you can start saying no. When you have the experience, when you have the ability to say it, you can say no to someone. So say yes to every opportunity. The next thing I would say is don't overestimate what you can do in a day. This is a big one. I heard this on the Tim Ferriss podcast with Dave Sievers. People overestimate what they can do in a day, but they underestimate what they can do in a year. And so people will give themselves 20 things to do in one day. And so those 20 things they'll do in one day, and then when they don't get them done, they've kind of shot themselves in the foot, because then they have to wake up they have to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning, and then they have to send an email to their client and say, sorry man, I just cannot, there's no way I can finish this by tomorrow. So give yourself longer deadlines to get stuff finished. Give yourself less to do so you can focus more on one thing. So for me, you know, I had the videos and I had the pictures. When I got the videos, they said, take your time. We're not doing this for another couple months. So I had plenty of time to really sit down and really jingle with the, really work on the, on all the audio, on all the sharpening up the images, color grading. I had time to work on that. And then when I had the pictures to work on as well, I gave the people, I said, give me 2 weeks to work on these. So 2 weeks, 2 weeks. So I had 2 weeks to work on one family's photos and 2 weeks to work on the other family's photos. And all together, that really worked out really well, because I finished the videos, most of the videos, and then I moved on to the pictures. And then I still had some leeway in between that I could work on everything. Which was a very smart move on my part. Instead of getting everything all at one time and being like, all right, I'll do this in a month, and then stressing out every day, working until 4 o'clock in the morning, and then having to go to work, and then coming back and sleeping for an hour. I really put everything out, and I made it so that I wouldn't be overly stressed, considering that I work alone. I don't think I can say this in Japanese, but here we go. So, nani manabi mashita? Moshi anata tachi wa video satsuei nani shitai, nani shigoto shitai toka, shashin satsuei shitai, nani video shitai no baai wa, nani manabi mashita? Saisho wa zenbu no shigoto arawareru no shigoto wa zenbu yes, hai, yaremasu. Itemasu. Saisho nani? Saisho no cameraman, saisho no video satsuei cameraman no shigoto hajimatta bakari no hito tachi wa keiken ga nai. Nani? Nani? Hito bito wa shiranai node zenbu yarimasu. Ite no hou ga ii. Ironna business リーダーの何話を聞きました。 いろんな人たちは最初はそういう感じスタートしました。次は、もっと時間は欲しい。So, ほとんどの人たちは、例えば、撮影しました。こう言われます。あ、じゃあ、一週間は、できます。はい。直します。あげます。まあ、そういう人いるなんですけど、人たちは、一日は、もう、全部できる考えてる。そして一年間は、ああ、私何もできない一年間ので、それは逆に考えての方がいい。一日は一つの仕事しかできません。一年間はいろんなものをできるので、元に長いの時間は言ってくださいのに。そう、あなたの客さんで、私はこの100枚の写真は全部直します。一日は全部直しますは、もしそれ一つの客さんいれば、まあ、できるかもしれないけど、もし6人の客さんあれば、全部6人は一日はできるわ。絶対、一人では絶対できないですよね。ので、もっと長いの時間は使ってください。うまく説明しましたかもしれないけど、大体私の言葉分かったら嬉しい。So I have no idea if I made that clear. I don't really have elegant Japanese. As anyone who speaks Japanese will listen to this and be like, oh, this guy sucks. Good lord. Yeah, well, you know what? I do. Okay? My Japanese skills. I can speak simple Japanese, but when it gets more to elegant Japanese, yeah, I'm not that good. I don't have confidence in my elegant Japanese ability, the more high-level English, the high-level Japanese. I would say my Japanese level is still, junior high school level. It doesn't have that, how would you say, je ne sais quoi, or the elegance to it. It doesn't have the high-level words. Like, I cannot say I know a plethora of words in Japanese, so. Anyways, what are some other things I learned? So take more time. Good. Definitely take more time. And one other thing, I guess, that I've heard, if you're going to charge for something, you need to learn how to charge for your services. And personally for me, the video I did for free. That's my friend's thing. They pay my wife, so that's payment enough. If I get some free books and some free stuff out of that to take photos of, that'd be payment enough for me. But the photos I charge money for, and how I charge money for, is I literally looked on every single website that does family photos, and I looked at how they charge. I even went in and talked to some local photographers and asked how they charge. And most of the photographers here, they, especially for portraits, it's a deal. So if you do a kimono shot, you have to get your kimono done with a company that's connected to them. You have to get your hair done, you have to get the kimono, you have to get the makeup done, all with companies that are affiliated with that one company. And so I don't have access to any of that. I have nothing. I have a camera and access to parks. So for me, what I did is I looked at how they charged, and pretty much everyone does a flat fee. If you take away the kimonos, if you take away the hair, if you take away all that, everyone does a flat fee of whatever their price is. So some of the places are, you know, $200, some of the places are $100, and these are professionals who do in studio shots. And so I talked to some people who are traveling photographers, and I asked, all right, how do you guys do it? And they were a little bit easier to figure out because they don't have access to all the things that the studios do. And so the traveling photographers, it's a flat fee of, and they go by hour. So if you, they don't go by distance. So no matter how far they travel, they're gonna charge the exact same amount of money. And then it goes on times. How much time do you have that you're gonna use them? So one person it was $50 for them to come out within the prefecture. And then if you want them for an hour, it's $100 after that. And then if you want them for 2 hours, $200. And it just went up in $100 after that until you got to 5 hours. And then after that, over 5 hours was $1,000. So if you're doing weddings or events like that, it's $1,000. So I'm personally, one, I don't like taking pictures of people. I think it's a pain in the butt. And using the pictures online to sell things, to sell the photos, it's hard to do. And so I personally stay away from it. That's why I like project photos. So for me personally, it's not something I put a lot of effort into. So I decided to charge as little as possible just for my time. And so I just charge $50. The base of what everyone else charges was just $50. That's the lowest everyone charged. So that's how I chose my price. So when you're choosing your own price, that's something you need to take into account, is look at the people around you, the things that their people are doing the same as you, and figure out what works, what sets you apart from them, and how valuable your time is, and then you can charge from there. And that's some of the things that I've learned through this experience that I think might help other photographers and other people in trying to get into the business. Now, as always, I am still a horrible photographer and I'm still beginning on this, but I think it might be helpful for other people who are trying to do the same thing as me, or who just want to laugh at a new an upcoming photographer. So that's the main takeaways. Now, if you want to read a little bit more in depth and you want to find some different point of views, I did write a blog about this, and you can find that on altsproductions.wordpress.com, and just look for the title Break Time, the blog post Break Time, and you'll find the article right away. There's not much, it's not much different, pretty much the same read, but just a couple different bits and pieces there that you might be interested in reading. And if you're interested in learning about my friend's English school and you want to see the videos, they haven't come out at this time, at the time of recording, but they will be coming out during the summer of this year, so 2019, maybe June or July. So if you want to check out their site and check out the videos, you can check them out at ozenglish.jp. That's ozenglish.jp. And if you want to find out what I'm listening to when I take photo shoots, which are usually by myself in my studio taking photos of coffee beans. You can look up my Spotify playlist on Photobomb. That's Photobomb on Spotify. And that, I think I made that collaborative, so if you have any suggestions for things, I think you can add to it. If not, send me a comment. Send me some links. I'd love to listen to some different music and discover some different things. So send me some comments. And if you guys like this podcast, you like what I'm doing with this, and you have any suggestions about what you want in the future, I would love to hear from you. So give a comment, give a thumbs up, if you want to do a review, you can do a review on any podcast app that you're listening through. Any comments and any stars would be helpful. It helps me, it helps people find the podcast more, and helps give me ideas for the future of the podcast. So this has been the Horrible Photographer's Guide. I'm Austin, also known as Lance Sensei. And until next time, I will see you later. Bye.